we'll see. The next week is going to be very big, maybe less than a week, maybe less.
The U.S. dispatching additional firepower to the region. The USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group is heading there, joining other American forces already stationed in the region. Israel's defense minister threatening Iran's supreme leader over the attacks on Israeli civilians. Israel routinely warns Iranian civilians of pending attacks. On Capitol Hill,
President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world.
GOP Senator Eric Schmidt at a hearing entitled Unfit to Serve. Republicans investigating the alleged Democrat cover-up of then-President Biden's cognitive decline. Democrats, they boycotted the hearing. More on these stories, townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Attorney General Anthony Brown files an amicus brief to protect the rights of civil detainees being held at Baltimore's Immigration Court. The lawsuit alleges that immigrants are being held up to 7 days without access to their lawyers, necessary medical care, adequate food and water, sanitation, and sleeping facilities. Brown is asking that detainees be treated with the respect and humanity that every person deserves, regardless of immigration status. The brief was filed in support of the plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction. City police are investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4500 block of Edmondson Avenue shortly after 6 p.m., where they found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim has been taking part in a firearm training course when she was accidentally shot when the instructor was demonstrating how to safely render a firearm. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Is your home ready for the season ahead? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping Maryland comfortable for over 32 years. From boilers to ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork, we do it all. We offer a $69 AC checkup. Also, right now, mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new heating or air conditioning system. Call us today at 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a BBB A+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, they make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tough times for O's fans last night, disbelieving as they witnessed an historic comeback by the Rays. O's squandering an 8-0 lead in a 12-8 loss. Manager Mancillino saying he could feel it slipping away.
I think momentum's a real thing. I mean, we talk about it. It didn't feel good when that thing was 8-3, when we had to pull Trev. I told Rob, he's like, this doesn't feel good right now.
Rays bang out 18 hits. Trevor Rogers gets only 7 outs. And the Birds' pen allows 9 runs. On the bright side, Cowser and Laureano with a pair of 3-run shots for Baltimore. Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey with a great comment yesterday.
A quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. That's a great problem to have, and really excited for that addition.
Commenting on the addition of Jair Alexander. And finally, it was 39 years ago today that the great Len Bias passed away from a cocaine overdose at the age of 22. Highlights from his final game in a Maryland uniform.
Bias! 6 Maryland. There's the shot by Lynn Mias. Beautiful arc. Lynn Mias. Mias from the corner. Two. Rejected by Lewis. Kesslin. Downtown. What's this? All of a sudden, where did these Maryland fans come from? I'm looking up and there are thousands of people standing.
3 months later, June 19th, 1986, the life of Lynn Mias was over. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon. Temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
85 degrees in Bel Air, 86 in Halethorpe, and 85 in Columbia. Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy Juneteenth. You're at Friday Eve for all those that celebrate that, you know. You're almost to the weekend, so hang in there. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we were talking about Baltimore County executive, the interim executive, I should say, Kathy Klausmeier. And boy, oh boy, Mackenzie Frost was just trying to ask a couple questions, and all hell broke loose. We were talking about the gerrymandered map. They still have time to fix that map, by the way, the Baltimore County Council. And that is how they're adding more seats to the council. But you can tell the way they drew this thing, and we all saw this coming, right? They drew it for more, quote unquote, diversity. And in these districts, of course, you have these dense populated areas where there are many Democrat voters. And so they believe, oh, we'll just get more Democrats on the county council. But I was very disappointed in those Republicans and others that were okay with expanding the county council. This was obviously going to be the outcome. And if you thought otherwise, you were absolutely silly. Well, we were talking about that. I'm sure they're going to have to talk more about it because it sounded like Julian Jones, Izzy Patoka, as I mentioned, David Marks, they all have comments on this. So we'll continue to talk about it as they do. We were joined by Emmanuel Jarvis earlier today. He is the president of the North Carolina chapter of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. We were talking to him about school choice, which he said was parental choice, which I thought was great. But we were also talking to him about his new book, What Would God Think About Republicans? And if you want to grab that, it is on Amazon. I thought he did a great job. And now we're going to talk a little bit about things that are going on all over the country, not just here locally. I did want to mention to you, because I thought this was interesting, just a quick mention. They're still trying to figure out exactly what happened in Minnesota. We had the attacker, this deranged man, that decided that he was going to target politicians. And we heard very early on from Governor Tim Walz, again in Minnesota, that said that it was politically motivated. And I think he's absolutely correct in that. And I don't think the police, no one is trying to hide from that. Now, Vance Boatler, he is the guy that is now in custody. He is a suspect. He went on a run, but he was able to assassinate Melissa Hortman, who I guess was the former speaker, but still a delegate there, and then also a state senator by the name of Mr. Hoffman, and his wife, Yvette. They're still continuing to recover, but Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, when unfortunately they were killed, we found out that the shootout that happened between Vance Boatler and police, I think there were only two police officers at the time, it happened as he was breaking into Melissa Hortman's house. So she heard the shootout going on outside. He still was able to break through the door, go into the house and shoot and kill Melissa and her husband as he ran out the back door. Now, there are a lot of people that have lots of questions on how that was able to happen. Just kind of looking, you know, in history, police, I think sometimes they think police have like these magic powers and they're like Superman. And Look, I don't expect that from the police, and I guess we'll learn more about what happened at that moment. But I don't think it's you know alarming that he was able to still run into the home as these bullets were flying. But this was posted yesterday, and this is from the police there in Minnesota. It says there was just a break-in just yesterday at the home of the Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman, who was assassinated by Vance Boatler, per local police. The police put out this statement. The home appeared to have been searched by an unknown individual. So even though this house right now is boarded up and considered a crime scene, you can see the crime scene tape outside, somehow, some way, some unknown individual got into the house and searched it, and they're not sure if something has been removed or things have been placed. Now, the big conversation around this is whether or not Vance's political motivation, is it because he's a Trump-supporting Republican, a Republican in general, a Democrat, or progressive? They're still trying to get to the bottom of all that. But in the meantime, how suspicious is that? You would think that they would have somebody, a police out there, maybe they're short-staffed, I don't know, but you would think they would have had somebody out there kind of guarding the crime scene. So anyways, I just wanted to, you know, put that on your plate. I can't believe somebody went in there and searched, and they have no idea who this individual is. And apparently, because of what's going on, the security cameras aren't working because they have the footage, I guess, back at the station. They're going through it. So they have no way of knowing who this person is. Anyways, I wanted to just tell you that. Also, we did talk earlier about Joe Biden and his decline. I wanted to just play a little something for you here, because right now, you've got Democrats that are refusing to go in front of Congress to talk about Joe Biden's decline. And they're doing all of this, really, because they're trying to get to the bottom of who actually authorized some of the pardons that came out of the Biden administration at the very end, like the pardon for Dr. Fauci. Some people are wondering, who made that call? Well, if you could imagine, especially now that we have Jake Tapper's book, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, her book, Now She's an Independent, she saw a decline, didn't want to say anything. You know, everybody else, you know, they're all backtracking now. I want you to take a listen to this, because it sounds to me, even though there's this committee, I don't think anyone's going to be held accountable. And I'm willing to believe that this is a waste of time. I could be wrong, but I don't think they're going to get to the bottom of this. Take a listen.
Who is actually running the country? You know, having a capable president is actually kind of important in our constitutional republic. It's the one person that's actually elected by the whole country. And so when the president signs something, whether it's a bill or a treaty or a letter, he is speaking on behalf of the American people. Clearly, Joe Biden's decline and his inability to do those things was on full display. You've had whistleblowers come forward saying he couldn't even find the bathroom in the Oval Office. So this was, I think, in my view, a scandal bigger than Watergate. And so in addition to just looking backwards and trying to figure out who was actually running the country, these left-wing radicals who opened up our borders and caused inflation and had a wandering foreign policy, what do we do about it moving forward? How can you have a mechanism actually that would address this? And you know, I've said often that Joe Biden is the worst president this side of Woodrow Wilson. Ironically, you had the same problem 100 years ago with Woodrow Wilson, where he was incapacitated and his wife was running the government. That's probably what was happening here too. So this is going to continue, Laura. We're going to seek documents. One thing that came out of today, we're going to seek documents from the archivist. They're supposed to keep a paper trail of when he actually authorized the auto pen. We'll see if they actually did that or not.
All right. Now, it's Laura Ingraham. I believe that was Senator John Thune. I'm pretty sure that was Senator Thune. Oh, was it Eric Schmidt on there? Okay. Sorry about that. I might have been watching something else. All right. Well, they're saying that they believe, you know, they're going to get to the bottom of the auto pen situation. Just looking at history, I mean, think about it. They couldn't even get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi. I just don't see it. And I know some people are saying, okay, let's at least try. Let's have these hearings. But the Democrats are not willing to come forward and talk about any of this. You would have to have a serious insider there in the West Wing, or, you know, the Oval Office, to really, you know, tell people. Like, if you had a whistleblower come forward, maybe I could see possibly you would have this committee hearing, and then you would have the whistleblower there and then try to corroborate it with other stories. But they don't even have a whistleblower right now. So it's I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get anywhere with this. I'll continue to watch and see, I guess, remain optimistic. But I don't know, unless you have somebody on the inside just willing to flip things over. I don't see how you get to it. I did also want to mention the U.S. Navy hit an all-time high in recruiting for 2025. The goal for recruiting, they had it stretched out here through the summer. And apparently they hit the numbers 3 months early. And, of course, everybody is saying it's thanks to President Trump and Pete Hegseth. And so people are congratulating them. I know many of you that talked about Trump's military parade said that this is a great parade because it's also great for recruiting. And it's kind of like an advertisement without it being an advertisement. And I didn't think about it at that time that way. To the texters and the callers that believe that, you know, I think you were right. I think that that's probably, you know, a lot of people probably watched and, you know, it wasn't that it was boring. I know earlier we had a call that said it was boring. I don't think it was boring. I mean, what did you think from the military? You know what I mean? It's not like the circus coming to town. It's not like, you know, the Macy's Day Parade and you got this big old blow up of Snoopy. You know what I mean? It's the military. You got the Army, the Navy. Right? I mean, it's not going to be entertaining and like, oh, you know, with like a circus and clowns and, you know, somebody juggling, Mariah Carey singing on top of a float. I never expected it to be that. I did see where there was some very high fencing in parts of the parade, and I guess that was for security reasons. But I thought, wow, that's probably very hard to see through some of that black fencing. That's the only criticism that I would give. I thought the fencing was kind of crazy. But maybe those were there weren't, you know, too upset about it. Possibly. All right. I also wanted to mention, because you might have heard there during the commercial break at WCBM, that Anthony Brown, he's actually providing our AG. He's done a great job, isn't he? He's focused on all the right things. That's sarcasm, by the way. Anthony Brown, the AG, has decided that he is going to fight hard for those that are on a list to be deported, the illegal immigrants here in the state. He's saying that the facility in which they're being held at isn't the best facility and it doesn't have the best conditions. So he's fighting to make sure that they have the best conditions. Now, if you're wondering whether or not they showed a video or any kind of photos showing that the conditions weren't great, no, they didn't. We're just going off of his word on it. So I don't know if he wants to make their stay kind of like, you know, staying at the Four Seasons, possibly. I mean, what do they think is going to happen? I always wondered that with illegal immigration. Like, when you overstayed your visa or you came across the border illegally, what did you think was going to happen? Like, under Joe Biden, sure, I think you probably thought, oh, yes, I'm going to be in America and nobody's going to bother me. But you couldn't have imagined that you were going to have some Democrat in office with our borders wide open every single year of your life. And so when I see some of these stories and I see some people that are like, oh, they've been here for 25 years, they didn't bother to apply for citizenship. They didn't bother to learn English. They didn't bother to do any of these things. To me, in my view, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I find it disrespectful. I do. I find it disrespectful. You come into our country, you don't want to assimilate. Then you want to dictate what's going on. Then you've got other friends and family coming in town, but you want us, the taxpayers, to pay for their visit. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking on this. I guess it's just hard for me to fathom. But with that, New York's governor, Kathy Hochul. I guess there's a lot of Kathys in office, huh? Kathy Hochul, she has decided she's going to allocate a ton of money to help the illegals in New York to cover their legal fees. I'm sure the taxpayers are happy about that. Take a listen.
They're walking out of this courthouse, taken away from their families. They don't have the attention. They don't have the lawyers. And that's why the state of New York is providing $50 million to cover legal services for people who are finding themselves in this situation.
And that's Kathy Hochul. $50 million. 50. Yep, 50. For legal immigrants and their legal services. Nice. I guess they're not even doing public defenders with that kind of money, huh? The best and the brightest attorneys. Ridiculous. I don't know how New Yorkers aren't protesting over all of this. I know some of them are just as delusional. But if we talked about the population decline in New York and how so many New Yorkers have moved to Florida and other states, I guess I just say that. It's like, you know, you can keep running. And I know people say that all the time. Like, you know, get out of cities, get out of this, get out of that. At some point in time, there's going to be nowhere for you to run to. And it's, in my view, it's best to just stand up and fight. And I think I talk about this all the time, but people say, Kim, just move down south. You can just win a seat. You can probably move to Pennsylvania and win a seat. Okay, possibly. possibly, not quite certain, possibly, but even then, you know, just to continue to run from the problems, that doesn't usually solve anything. If anything, the problems will still show up somehow, some way at my back door. And then what does that do for the other individuals that are like-minded that also see these problems that can't take that stand? So I know some people don't have an option, especially with the kind of work that you do. And that's why I'm glad that I can be here at WCBM. And a lot of you text and email and say, hey, I've been thinking the same thing. I just can't say it. Trust me, I get it. I understand. You got mouths to feed. You got a family. And I understand. But if you can stand up and fight, I say fight. Don't run. Marty in the text line did say here, he says, I asked the same question about Clausmeyer, who is running the county. Yeah, with the Joe Biden story there. Yeah, same questions, right? Both executives. I did want to just give you guys the poll numbers here at WCBM.com. And that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Kathy Clausmeyer resign? 93% of you say yes. 7% of you say no. I am with the yeses. If you can't do the job, get out of the way. And I would say that to anyone in any party. All right, coming up next, Tucker Carlson and Senator Ted Cruz. I was going to do just little pieces of audio here, but you got to hear the full story on how some of this went down. The interview that Tucker did with Senator Ted Cruz was over an hour and a half. But I've got about 10 minutes for you that I just want you to hear. Stay right there.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott joining me in studio once again. Melissa Sayev, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. You're here from AAI Audiology. All right, let's start this off. What can the ear tell us about other parts of our body?
So when you come into our office, we always do a really thorough evaluation, testing everything from the eardrum down to the nerve. And that way we can really kind of identify the part of the ear that's causing a problem. Mm-hmm. And that can give us a lot of information. So we have three parts of our ear, outer, middle, and inner. And all three can cause hearing loss and different types of hearing loss. But the configuration of the hearing loss we find also can give us quite a bit of information. So, for example, a low-frequency hearing loss might be related to certain diseases or pathologies that can occur in the ear. It can also be a problem with blood flow, especially if someone is complaining of pulsatile tinnitus or like hearing your pulse in your ears.
Okay.
That is always a concern, and we kind of immediately assess the carotid artery and make sure that everything there is okay. That's usually a big concern when we hear that word pulsatile, or I hear my pulse in the ear. Also, we have just regular tinnitus, and we always want to make sure that if that is occurring, it's ear-related and not occurring because of medication or something more dangerous or harmful in the ear or in the brain that is exhibiting as tinnitus. So we always kind of want to do a thorough evaluation where we look at both ears, the outer, middle, and inner ear, and then that can help us really determine if there's something else in the body we should be concerned with.
And how often should these kinds of checks be done?
I mean, I think when we always get our eyes tested, we get our teeth cleaned, and no one really remembers the ear, especially as we age. And I think like around our 40s to 50s, we start to notice difficulty in background noise. Things need to be a little bit louder. And when that starts to happen, it's really worth coming in for a baseline so we can determine if things will get worse and how fast and if there's something that we need to be concerned with.
AAIAudiology.com, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to see.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Very hot topic, very hot interview. As I noted, this is being reported by Newsmax, by the way. This isn't like, you know, some little publication. This is Newsmax. I didn't check yet to see if Fox News has it. But Donald Trump apparently told a reporter that Tucker called him this morning to apologize to him. We've been talking about this because Tucker's comments, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, have been inflammatory, to say the least. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. And President Trump did put out a post on True Social, calling Tucker kooky, you know, like crazy, kooky, I guess cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, like kind of like that situation. And I think he said that because if you, you know, have been following Tucker through all of this with Iran and Israel, a lot of it, very conspiratorial, like the whole thing has been just very odd. And no matter what he talks about in regards to this conflict, he's always 100% of the time on the side of Iran. And he's very against Israel. He's very against the prime minister. And no matter what you say to him, because we're going to get into this interview with Tucker and Ted Cruz, no matter what you say to him, he's got a rebuttal. He does not want to listen to the facts. He just wants the prime minister of Israel to be wrong. That's all he wants. It has been very obvious with the conversations he's been having as of late. So to see that Tucker called Trump up this morning to apologize, I guess that is a step in the right direction. Says here, President Donald Trump indicated war of the words with Tucker Carlson. He said that he apologized because he, quote, this is a quote here, because he thought he said things that were a little bit too strong about Trump's involvement in the growing conflict between Iran and Israel. And then Trump told reporters, I guess this is at the White House today, Tucker is a nice guy. I appreciate the fact that he called me, and hopefully, you know, we can look forward from here. Now, Trump and Tucker are friends. There's no doubt about that. I did want to play for you. Do I have time to play this? 60 Minutes had a Saudi Arabia leader on in 2018. Take a listen.
Is it a battle for Islam?
Iran is not a rival to Saudi Arabia. Its army is not among the top five armies in the Muslim world. The Saudi economy is larger than the Iranian economy. Iran is far from being equal to Saudi Arabia.
But I've seen that you called the Ayatollah Khamenei the new Hitler of the Middle East.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he wants to expand. He wants to create his own project in the Middle East, very much like Hitler, who wanted to expand at the time. Many countries around the world and in Europe did not realize how dangerous Hitler was until what happened happened. I don't want to see the same events happening in the Middle East.
Does Saudi Arabia need nuclear weapons to counter Iran?
Saudi Arabia does not want to acquire any nuclear bomb. But without a doubt, if Iran developed a nuclear bomb, we will follow suit as soon as possible.
Are you concerned, though, Iran gets a nuclear weapon, about them getting a nuclear weapon?
When we are concerned with any country getting a nuclear weapon, that's a bad move. And you don't need to get a nuclear weapon because you cannot use it. Even if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, any country use a nuclear weapon, that means they are having a war with the rest of the world. The world cannot see another Hiroshima. If the world see 100,000 people dead, that means you are in a war with the rest of the world. So it's a useless effort to reach a nuclear weapon because you cannot use it.
All right. And again, that was the leader of Saudi Arabia back in 2018. And so all of the countries that were at the G7 summit said that Israel's doing us a favor by taking out Iran and taking out this regime. That is essentially what President Trump is saying. And this interview that I'm going to play for you when we get back, that's exactly what Senator Ted Cruz is saying to Tucker Carlson. The strange part about this is everybody is saying this, except for Tucker Carlson, Jake Shields, Candace Owens, Dave Smith, the comic. You know, it's very odd to me. It is extremely odd. And it just seems to me that no matter what, they just don't like the Jewish community. It gives anti-Semitism. It really does. We'll discuss when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A high-rise apartment building and a large hospital among the latest Israeli civilian targets hit by Iran. Israel has killed numerous high-ranking Iranian military officials, and now Israel's defense minister has threatening words for the supreme leader of Iran, who says he cannot continue to exist. The U.S. dispatching additional firepower to the Middle East, the USS Nimitz carrier strike group heading to the region, joining other American forces already there. Last night's test of a SpaceX rocket did not go well. Starship 36 blew up as it was being fueled on the ground, the spectacular fireball lighting the night sky over South Texas. Hackers with possible links to Israel have drained more than $90 million from Iran's largest cryptocurrency exchange. More details, srnnews.com.
The 4th of July is more than a celebration. It's a reminder of what freedom really means. It means we have a responsibility to stay prepared, stay strong, and stay independent, no matter what the future brings. That's why My Patriot Supply is running their 4th of July sale, with huge savings on emergency food kits, solar power systems, water filtration, and more. From solar generators to long-term food storage that lasts 25 years, every item is made to help Americans take care of their own without waiting on FEMA or the power company. Shop the sale now at MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and save big on all things preparedness. My Patriot Supply is American-owned, American-operated, and proud to support the self-reliant spirit that made this country great. Don't wait. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio to stock up during the 4th of July sale. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, because real freedom starts with being ready.
Gary Stein on sports.
A gut-wrenching loss for the Birds last night in Tampa, blowing an 8-run second-inning lead and falling to the Rays 12-8 in the final. The bullpen, which had been lights out for the last couple weeks, imploded, allowing 9 runs in relief of Trevor Rogers, who got only 7 outs before departing.
Get an 8-run lead, should just attack the strike zone as much as I can. And just really frustrating because stuff felt really good today. My body felt really good today, and it was just... That's baseball. It's just a very frustrating day.
Charlie Morton tries to salvage a split for Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 7:35. Elsewhere in baseball, it's tough times for Nats fans as well. The team mired in an 11-game losing streak. Play-by-play man Bob Carpenter on Masson as the Nats were getting swatted by the lowly Rockies.
But I just want our fans to know you're entitled to your opinion about everything that's going on. Baseball fans pay a lot of money now to park, to buy a ball cap or a jersey, to eat and drink at the ball game.
The average cost to attend an MLB game for a family of four, including tickets, parking, food, and drinks, is $256. This, according to SportTrack.com, that's the average. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens are on a mission. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for some heat and humidity building this afternoon. Look for highs well into the 90s. Also, a line of showers and thunderstorms rolling in later into the afternoon into the evening. Could be strong to severe with some damaging wind gusts, hail, and even a brief spin-up tornado possible. Drier and a little cooler on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, they make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 6/22/25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon. Or newnordicusa.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, here we are. We got to talk about it. Tucker Carlson versus, and I say versus because it was a fight, Senator Ted Cruz. And as I mentioned early this morning, Ted Cruz is one of the good guys, right? We don't have a ton of great senators, in my opinion. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but when I'm looking at the senators in the Republican Party, I got about maybe 10 that I think that really do care about what they're doing in their job. Okay? Maybe 10. Maybe. The rest, I feel as though like to sit there. You know, you get that seat for 6 years. And I think when their election comes around, they make a little bit of noise, raise money, and then they continue to be an empty suit. That's what I see from a lot of our senators. Not all of them, but most of them. Well, Senator Ted Cruz, and I got to meet him, and he was on the Save America bus tour, by the way. He was also the one campaigning in Georgia for Herschel Walker, because I got to see him there, too. And he's a guy where, of course, he's not getting paid to go all over the country to help these Republican candidates, but he's doing it because he cares, and he wants them to be in office, and he wants more America First Republicans, not just in the Senate, but also in the House. And when I see him being attacked by someone I consider a fellow America First patriot, like Tucker Carlson, you have to wonder why. What is behind all of this? Well, this clip is rather long, and I apologize for that. But I know not everybody has X, so not everybody probably got to hear or see this interview between Tucker and Ted Cruz. And so I wanted to play a good chunk of it for you. But let me just go ahead and tell you, this was the vibe, the entire interview, which was a little over an hour and a half. Go ahead and take a listen, and on the other side, we'll talk.
So you want to ask, how does supporting Israel benefit us? Right now, this tiny little country, the size of the state of New Jersey, is fighting our enemies for us and taking out their top military leadership and trying to take out their nuclear capacity. That makes America much safer.
So the president has said repeatedly Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Yes.
And he will do whatever it takes to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. He said that like 100 times. He clearly means it. I think he will use force to affect that if he feels he has to. I think he's been really clear about that. I don't know, but it seems that way. Do you feel that? Do you think that's correct?
Whether he would use force to stop a nuclear weapon, I think he has put that option on the
table.
He
certainly suggests. I mean, I have literally no idea what's going to happen, but just reading his statements, he's made that really clear.
So what he has been very clear about, and I spoke with the president on Sunday, is he has been very clear to Iran that if they attack U.S. servicemen and women, there will be real consequences and I think very serious military
response. By the way, this is a sidebar, but I just can't resist. The prime minister of Israel said that Iran tried to assassinate Donald Trump twice.
Yeah, I read your newsletter this morning. And
but do you believe that's true?
Again, I think it was sort of a word game. What is true is Iran is trying to assassinate Donald J. Trump, and they have hired hitmen. Now, you pointed out...
No, he said that they had tried twice to kill him, and I don't know that... I don't have any evidence that's true, but I sort of wonder if that is true. Why aren't we at war with them already?
Okay, and I read your newsletter this morning, and I thought it was playing word games to draw a political point.
How's that a word game? It's my president.
And can I tell you?
Yeah, please.
Okay. You rightly pointed out there's no evidence that this clown in Butler, Pennsylvania, who shot the president was working for the Iranians. I don't think he was. There's no evidence of that. Although I would like to know more about who he was and what's
totally
going on.
Agree.
But I don't find it plausible that he was working for the Iranians. So was that caused by the Iranians? No. But what is true, and what your newsletter didn't acknowledge, is it true or false that Iran is currently trying to murder Donald J. Trump and has paid hitmen to do so?
Well, that's the question, and I don't know. The Butler, Pennsylvania thing,
Pennsylvania,
let's just put that aside. I don't know.
So Netanyahu misspoke when he said those two assassinations were because of Iran. But what he was saying that is right is they're actively trying to murder Donald J. Trump.
Okay, so you're aware of a plot to kill Trump.
Yes. That Iran is paying for. And by the way,
when?
It has been over the last, I'd say, 18 months to 2 years.
In the United States?
In the United States, yes. And let me point out.
Has anyone been arrested?
For the Trump attempted assassination, no. But they are also actively paying Iranian hitmen to murder Mike Pompeo when he was President Trump's first Secretary of State, the first term, rather. John Bolton, when John Bolton was National Security Advisor to President Trump. And a guy named Brian Hook, who was Assistant Secretary of State.
Right.
During the Biden administration.
Wait, but hold on. Can we go back to Donald Trump because he's the president?
No,
it's a big deal. What do you mean? No one has been arrested for these assassination attempts on Trump.
Yes.
They've hired hitmen. How do we know that?
All right. Let me break it down. People have been arrested. So the reason I brought up Pompeo, Bolton, and Hook, who are under active assassination attempts because of their service in the first Trump administration. Under the Biden
administration. Well, they say that. I've never seen any evidence of it.
Can I give you the evidence?
Well, let's just stick with Trump.
No, because these are interrelated. So let me make a bloody point. Under the Biden administration, the State Department was spending $2 million a month providing security for Pompeo, Bolton, and Hook. And they did arrest Iranian hitmen at John Bolton's apartment complex, who rented, I think, the apartment next to him and were actively trying to assassinate him. And they went and arrested them. So, yes, they caught Iranian hitmen. Now, it so happens Iran's not very good at it. And so they are actively trying. And in fact, during
but what
the
about
Biden,
Trump, he's the president. If there's a plot to kill Trump by the Iranians.
OK, so you dispute that the Iranians are trying to kill Trump.
Of course. I mean, that's the most important question. The prime minister of Israel just said there have been two assassination attempts against Donald Trump by the Iranians. And I think it's a very fair question. Maybe you disagree to ask, what are you talking about?
OK, and I agree with you that he misspoke.
So there weren't those two attempts?
There were two attempts, but the clown in Butler, Pennsylvania, and the other guy on the golf course were not connected to the Iranians. That's the part that he misspoke. But by the way, when you speak all the time, occasionally what he said that was accurate is that Iran is actively trying to murder Donald J. Trump and has paid hitmen.
Okay, that's fine.
And he was conflating it with the two attempts.
I understand. But I just want to pull that thread because it's so important. I voted for Donald Trump. I campaigned for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's our president. And we're on the cusp of a war. So if there's evidence that Iran paid hitmen to kill Donald Trump and is currently doing that, where is that? Like, what are you even talking? I've never heard that before. Where is the evidence? Who are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why are we not at war with Iran?
That's a great question to ask.
How do you know that that's true?
We know that it's true because we have been told that by the military and our intelligence community for the last 2 years.
We meaning who?
Congress has and the public. I mean, we've had multiple testimonies. I can send you testimony.
Do we know the names of the people or where this happened or what they tried to do to kill Trump?
We do not. We have not apprehended an Iranian hitman trying to kill him. We know that Iran is trying to do so.
In the United States?
Yes. And by the way, like Iran.
This just seems like a huge headline and you're acting like everyone knows this. I didn't know that.
Iran put out a whole video about murdering Trump.
Right. But I've never heard evidence that there are hitmen in the United States. I mean, trying to kill Trump right now, we should like have a nationwide dragnet on this and we should attack Iran immediately if that's true. Don't you think?
No.
But if they're trying to assassinate our president?
They have been for 2 years.
Then why are we at war with them?
We are trying to.
Why don't we just nuke Tehran if they're trying to murder our president? There's nothing that you could do that would be worse for the United States than murdering Trump. And I just don't understand why you're not calling for the use of nuclear weapons against the Ayatollah right now. I'm serious. If you really believe they're trying to murder
the use of nuclear weapons, see,
whatever
that's part
it
of
takes.
The problem of. So
what do you mean? You don't seem to take the allegations seriously. I do. If you believe they're trying to murder Trump, we need to stop what we're doing and punish them.
Can I ask something? And I mean this sincerely. So, all right, 20 years ago, you were. I think it's fair to say in the interventionist world, you were a vocal,
big time.
You
big
were
time.
A vocal defender of the Iraq War.
I was a promoter of the Iraq War.
And you now, and I think you think you were mistaken. I think you were mistaken. That's okay. Look, people change and learn, and that's part of the journey of being human. Your views have moved, though, in my view, they've gone way too far the other end.
This is one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had. I'm saying if it's true that Iran is trying to murder Trump, we need to move militarily against Iran immediately. That's not isolationism. That's the most, that's a call to violence, which I am calling for. If we believe that Iran is trying to murder our president, we need to strike Iran.
Okay, but isolationists say things like, well, then just nuke them, which is what you just said, which is kind of a weird.
Because I'm upset, because I'm taking you seriously. You don't take your own statements seriously.
I take my statements very seriously.
So I've asked you, where's the evidence this is true? And you said, well, they're trying to assassinate Brian Hook or something, which I'm against, by the way. I'm against hurting any American, period, no matter.
So do you dispute that they're trying to murder
I'm not disputing
Hook,
it
Pompeo
at all.
And Bolton?
I'm not disputing
it
at all.
They literally arrested the hitman with Bolton.
I don't know why that's even relevant. I'm asking about the president of the United States.
It's not relevant that Iran hired hitmen to murder cabinet members in Trump's administration. That doesn't go to
how credible is it that
they're willing to spend money to do that.
Opposed to that. It's awful. I am against killing anybody, actually, and
okay,
especially
I'm not.
Foreign government. Okay. I'm asking about your allegation and the Prime Minister of Israel's allegation that
Iran
is trying to murder the president.
Killing terrorists is a good thing. Killing people who are trying to murder Americans is a good thing. Because if you're America first, you want to protect America. And so killing Osama bin Laden was a fantastic
day for the world. But you don't really believe that they're trying to murder Trump. Or
yes, I do. Yes,
then,
I do.
Then why aren't you calling for military action against Tehran right now?
Because they're not very effective. In terms of hitmen, their hitmen are not very effective. I do think...
Oh, so they're hitmen, but not the bad kind, the efficient kind?
No, they're
just... What
are
you saying?
They're a weak country who is on its knees, and I think we need to...
Then why are we so afraid of them? Why are they the biggest threat if they're a weak country that's on its knees?
Because they're trying...
I'm trying to keep track.
They're trying to develop... Be a little less snarky.
I know, you're right. That is a problem that I have. I'm sorry.
They're trying to develop nuclear weapons. They are close to developing nuclear weapons. And even a weak country with a nuclear weapon. Look, I believe there is a very real possibility if the Ayatollah develops a nuclear weapon that he would detonate it either in Tel Aviv or New York or Los Angeles. And that would be utterly catastrophic. And
that's
I don't know
sure.
what the chances are of that. Let me compare and contrast Iran to North Korea.
Wait, can I just ask one last question
sure.
about trying to kill the president? You sincerely believe, you promise, that right now the Iranian government is trying to murder our
yes.
president.
Yes.
You sincerely believe right now.
Absolutely.
And yet you are not calling for military action against the government that's trying to murder our president. Can you explain that?
I don't think they're very effective. I do think we should, by the way, America is supporting.
You're willing to take that risk?
I think we should protect the president and we should take out our enemies.
Well,
Israel is doing that right now.
But aren't they? Why would we outsource
and by
it
the,
to
by
Israel
the way,
if
your
they're
first
trying
question
to,
was, why are
you
for regime change? That's a pretty good example of why I'm for regime change.
Okay, so you're saying we should just go in and take out the government of Iran.
No.
Why would we outsource it to Israel if they're trying to murder our president?
Okay,
you sound like the isolationist.
What I'm saying on any military judgment is there needs to be a cost-benefit analysis of what are the risks versus what are the benefits. In this instance, I think it is enormously in America's interest to do what Israel is doing right now, take out Iran's senior military leadership and take out their nuclear capacity.
All right. Senator Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, like I said, it is a very long interview, about an hour and a half or so, but it was like that the entire time. They were going at it back and forth, and I noticed whenever Senator Ted Cruz said anything remotely what Tucker did not like, he would kind of lash out and be snarky. Now, I believe that a lot of this stems from people taking sides in all of this. And am I in the belief that Tucker is an anti-Semitic person? Not from that interview. That's not what I believe. But from a lot of the things that have been said over the course of a year and a half, I would say even since the October 7th attacks in 2023, it has been extremely alarming to note some of the things that have been said by some of the largest accounts as far as conservative influencers. And I don't know when this turn began. Maybe these individuals always felt this way. And I think that's what Senator Ted Cruz was getting with Tucker Carlson, because he's essentially done a complete 180. And sure, people can change their mind. But when you have people like Laura Loomer and others saying, hey, you know, somebody needs to check some of these financials with the Tucker Carlson Network, it's hard to ignore that. And she's claiming that she might have found evidence that he received money for an interview he did in Qatar. Now, whether or not that's true, it doesn't look like it's been confirmed. I know that's what Laura has posted, and usually she's right 9 times out of 10, but I'm not saying that she's right here. This is still all very alleged. If that is the case, if it is a case where these so-called influencers are being paid to kind of, you know, muddy the waters and throw all this kind of in the atmosphere for conversation, then you could see how President Trump, how he called him Kooky Tucker and all this other stuff, you can see how this is a problem. You can see how it's a problem. Now, the big post that is circulating today, believe it or not, is, let's see, I'm going to go down to make sure I can read this to you point by point. Candace Owens did a podcast yesterday. Now, if you ever notice, she says basically what Tucker says, but just the next day. And she had an episode out yesterday, I guess, on her YouTube channel. And the title is Trump Chooses War and Attacks Tucker Carlson. And that's what he called him, kooky. Now, in this episode, somebody clipped a piece of it. And she's basically saying all of those, all those American troops should really consider a dishonorable discharge instead of following orders that they don't like, which is defending another country. You did not sign up for that. You did not vote for that. So if you could imagine, there's a lot of service members and a lot of veterans that are very upset, and they're posting this clip all over the place saying this is horrible advice. Why would she say such a thing? But she's one of these people, right, where it's kind of been like, you're kind of watching this train crash and you don't know what happened, but you're still watching it. And like I said, a lot of these people have a large reach. Now, I know we did the poll question where some people felt like we shouldn't get involved at all. And I could see how you feel that way, for sure. But it seems to me, when you look at the language that, you know, President Trump is using and Senator Ted Cruz and others are using, it sounds like, you know, Israel is our strongest ally and we're going to be right there. Shoulder to shoulder. I'm not saying that we're going to be fighting Iran for Israel, but it does look like if they need our support in any way, that President Trump is going to be there. He was elected commander in chief. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, that's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com today.
Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, they make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called imdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Some people are weighing in here on the text line. If you want to call in, you can. Got a couple minutes left. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Fran says, Kim, I'm not a fan of the Prime Minister of Israel. He is unpopular in his own country, especially among young people. There's a lot of censorship in Israel, and the Prime Minister needs this war. We need to stay out of things. I am not anti-Semitic. I don't listen to Candace or the other person you mentioned, but a lot of this doesn't make sense. It needs more research. Thanks, Fran in the county. Yeah, Fran, there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do as well. Like I said, there's, you know, it's all opinion here. There's no wrong answer. Marty says Tucker believes in money. He says whatever he can get paid for. Yeah, well, and I thought maybe that's why there was such a push with the going of the back and forth. Obviously, this interview with Senator Ted Cruz and the fact that it was just so contentious the entire time, if you can imagine, it is gone viral, completely viral. And I would assume that, you know, because I don't even think Tucker put this on his YouTube channel yet, or I guess this channel that he has with his network. which he has linked to his ex-bio, by the way. But it's already has here 6.7 million views just as it dropped 22 hours ago on X. And that doesn't include all the clips that people have taken out and that are circulating clip by clip. But we did find out that Tucker Carlson called President Trump this morning and had a conversation. Hopefully it was a good conversation. It sounded like that it was. And we'll see going forward if some of this rhetoric would be toned down just a bit. But I will say, even so, it just seems to me that a lot of people are really, you know, panicking. And they're not sure exactly what's going to happen. They're a little bit of afraid at this moment. And that's fine. I wouldn't take that from someone. You know, how you feel about it is how you feel about it. And so, of course, there's even op-eds coming out of the Wall Street Journal. Trump says the Wall Street Journal has no idea what I'm thinking about when it comes to Iran. And he's getting really beat up over this and all the decisions surrounding it. So we'll continue to wait and see. I did want to mention he did extend the deadline. If you're a TikTok fan or user, he did extend the deadline for TikTok. I guess it was today, actually, June 19th, where he was giving, is it ByteDance, I think it's called, a chance to sell TikTok to an American owner. That did not happen. Apparently, the CEO of TikTok said he's still working on it. So he's now extended that deadline until September. So if you have TikTok, don't worry. It's not going to shut off today. You now have this extension. And we'll continue to see what happens. But it sounds like he's working on a deal. It's just not a deal that's been through yet. So I'm sure a lot of the TikTokers, a lot of young people will be relieved. All right, tomorrow, I do want to get into this because a lot of people have been talking about this police-involved shooting in West Baltimore. I finally was able to see some of the video from cell phone video from the scene. And there were a lot of people outside. A man was shot. He ended up dying at the hospital. But there was a lot going on. A police officer was also shot during this, shot in the foot. Apparently, he's still recovering. But I want to discuss it in regards to everything that was going on at the moment. Now, from my understanding, they're going to release the body cam footage. And Commissioner Worley has already said that he's proud of his officers and how they handled the situation. So I don't suspect that there's going to be anything that will be questionable. But I do want to talk about it in the sense of how people are reacting to this. It was very reminiscent of George Floyd, the way the crowd was very upset with the police that were there. So we're definitely going to talk about that and get to the details tomorrow. I hope that you join me at 9 a.m. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. And don't forget, we got a big announcement tomorrow. So be here or be square.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvement,